The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Oh, boy. Look out now. It's Incubus right there. Pardon me. Tuesday's flying by. Yesterday, I brought up to Brady, and he found it quite hysterical that there's a company out there called Swimply.
The name cracks
yeah,
me
Yeah, Swimply's
up.
Funny because it reminds me of the guy from Popeye who needed Wimpy. Burgers, Wimpy, yep. And then Swimply Irresistible that Brady started to sing a little bit. It's just got so many avenues you can go down. Yeah, I know. That one was a little bit strange, but funny. But basically, it's a place where people with pools can Uber their pools. It's basically pool Uber. Poober. Where you take your pool and you put it up for sale for on an hourly rate, like a bad hotel, and say, hey, you can have it for an hour for... And the going rates are not like $25 to $55.
Definitely reflects neighborhoods.
So I'm thinking, exactly. But some of the really super nice neighborhoods weren't that much more.
Amazing in how many are available.
So, just thinking in my head, Swimply has to pull a couple bucks out of this for putting you up on the site. So maybe you walk away with $25.
You think you split?
I think there's a pretty hefty fee, or Swimply's not doing it, right? They just get you to put your pool up. So you put your what would be the minimum you would put your pool up for, Brady? The minimum to have strangers come to your backyard and throw their own party in your pool, like it's quinceañeras. That's all I think of is just quinceañeras.
And they got access pool, grill.
Well, the grill's extra, but you get if you wanted to throw a whole backyard
just straight up pool.
What's it cost to get you backyard full pool? You get the whole backyard. Now keep in mind, there's no bathroom in your backyard.
True.
You don't want them in the house.
So do you bring, I guess,
you get a portage on or just let them piss in the pool because that's what they're going to do. Yeah. But how much is your backyard?
$1,000.
At least. That's exactly the right answer.
You guys are better than me. I'd fill the goddamn pool in before I'd let those scumbags in. Jeez.
Well, then there's that. There's also that side. I'm with you. I'm about $1,000. But that's if I'm able to do it. I'm sort of between the two of you. If I'm playing the hypothetical game, sure, $1,000 minimum. In reality, I'm like Brett. I would rather fill it in with dead bodies before I let anybody.
If you can't afford to have that pool and you need to rent it out, then you shouldn't have that pool.
Or if you think you're – well, I got this letter yesterday on our Swimply – my Swimply rant yesterday. It was quite fun. And basically was saying it's quinceañera for a pregnant 15-year-old girl people who don't have pools, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're gonna have sex in your pool for crying out loud. So it says, Dear John, I heard your rant this morning about renting pools and stuff, and although I did find some of the stuff very funny, I got pissed. Not everyone who does it is a loser. Some of us aren't really wealthy. This is a Cha-Ching Chavez moment. And we'll never get to live the lifestyle of a day in a pool in Paradise Valley.
Okay. Fair enough.
My cousin rented a pool in PV for his 25th birthday. And a bunch of us got to live like the upper crust just for that day. There were 8 of us. We all kicked in $25 and got the place for a few hours. The homeowners let us use the grill, and we stocked the fridge ourselves. It was something 9 of us will never, ever experience. The homeowner allowed us to use their bathroom in the house, and we got to see how the other half lives. I will say this, though. When I left, I was depressed. I got back to my apartment, and I realized how different life could be. I need to get it together. So it's motivated me. We didn't trash the place. It was fun. I'm not going to lie. I peed in the pool. He said, what would you want? $500? Maybe we could come by and swim in Holmberg's pool, the mighty Holmberg pool. I'll bring food. Just wanted to give you a perspective from somebody else. You make my point for me. I don't want you knobs looking around my house, seeing nice stuff and thinking this is where I need to be. Now you know where my stuff is.
Yep.
So you get, so maybe you're stable-minded. Maybe one of your other eight buddies isn't, and he wandered in there and said, I want that autographed Hines Ward, or I want that autographed Rizzo. I know when Holmberg's at work. Now you got some lunatic.
Going into the house is another.
The last thing you want to do is give strangers the lay of the land of your property. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That is like any police officer or security person will say, never let strangers in your home to take a look around. Ever. Because they could be eyeballing. You don't know who's back there. This guy makes my, RJ, you make my point for me. I don't need you scuzzbags wandering around my backyard eyeballing the things you want. And maybe RJ's a good guy, but there are eight others back there with $25 in my backyard running amok like the caddies from Caddyshack, wrecking my stuff. 25th birthday party in my backyard. Unless that's a bunch of models, it ain't happening.
Brett, if you had the pool in the backyard and you got on the, in, I tell you, Swimply, another $24,000 a year.
$24,000 a year to what? To rent it out?
If you rented it out.
I'll get another job. Okay. I don't want people in my pool.
What about $50,000?
$50,000 a year to rent your pool. How often?
It's
all
basically,
the time. That's a lot.
No, not if you're getting $1,000 a.
Oh, if you're whack. Throwing your prices yeah. in. $1,000.
But then you still got people over at your house all the time.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm throwing it out there.
What's no,
your,
I wouldn't. I'd get another
what's
job.
What's your Swimply number?
Get another
I
job.
I think I'm with Brett on that.
Or fill the damn thing in if I can't afford it.
Yeah. Strangers in My Pool is like a bad album name.
I don't like when people park in front of my house, for God's sakes. I'm not letting these idiots in my backyard.
Now, would you have like Parkley and just have people park in front of your home?
Nope.
I don't like it either.
I don't like that either. I'm the old man. I'm like, get out of here.
Every time somebody pulls into my cul-de-sac, my head whips to the window. And my first thought is, who the hell is here? Like, I hope they don't think they're coming in. And that's for people I may know. My friend Mark Stebbings, I don't like to use names.
Yeah.
This douchebag is a pop-in king. He loves
popping.
Oh, he's
popping. The
pop? Oh, he's a pop-in. And so I tried to burn him the other night. I had my mom out for dinner. My mom goes, where does Mark live now? Oh, let's pop in. He loved it. They were all ready. They had a charcuterie.
Ready to go.
Just in case for company.
The good man.
No. Pop-ins are the worst. That's what people I know. I can't imagine strangers in my yard.
No.
I have to get to know my landscaping guys before I'll let them back there. I had to meet Al and his crew before I'm like, all right, you guys seem all right. Let's do this. I just wanted to put faces to the whole thing. I don't need
I think
Swimply.
Some people like to do it like maybe the PV just for that reason.
Just
like the
ego boost.
Yeah, to say, I look at my backyard and let these people.
There's a lot of that.
That's possible. Yeah, yeah.
And it is that pat yourself on the shoulder and go, I'm giving back to poor people for a small fee. Tom Fairman says, what kind of person would allow one of the ghouls inside to pee? That's the other thing. Yeah. Either let them in your bathroom to pee or they're peeing in your pool.
They're probably doing both.
And RJ already said he did. He peed in the pool. And I know the chemicals clean it, but it's stranger pee. It's different when it's like you and Medea.
How about if you're a renter and you're told by your landlord, you know, it's an individual, by the way, we're swimpling the pool.
You can still out from under you?
Yeah, you can rent it.
Wait a minute. I'm renting from a guy. And the guide lets me know that sometimes you're not going to have access to the backyard you're renting from because I Swimply that stuff. No.
You don't like it? Move.
I will.
I know.
Now you don't have a house renter. You got pool renters. Congrats.
It's Swimpled?
Yeah, it is. RJ, you proved my point. And I'm sorry that that's the case. But I say, and I've said it for years, that's what community pools are for. The poor. You can't just start wandering around Paradise Valley with your tattered rags and your Keystone Light, which they don't make anymore. And wander into somebody's backyard for $25 and use their pool. I know what you're up to. You're going to steal stuff. This whole thing's going to end in a bunch of stabbings. When the rich guy comes out and goes, excuse me, ne'er-do-wells, your time's up. It's time to leave the pool. We're not going anywhere, Holmes. We like it here. This is nice. My uncle mows your yard. We're staying an extra hour. I don't like this whatsoever. I'm calling the authorities. And imagine trying to call the cops, and the cops are like, well, what happened? Well, I rented my pool via Swimply, and excuse me, you did what then? Yes, I let strangers use my pool for $40 an hour. And you asked for this, sir. Don't bother us anymore.
Next up, Dinely.
Use my dining
room?
And
the people cook for the...
The rich people cook for the... No, that's not
Come over,
happen.
You can rent our dining room, and
you just have...
we'll make the...
Slums of Beverly Hills come wander. No. Nope.
John RJ seems worse off than Chavez. Cha-ching, RJ.
Yeah, it might have a new beer called Cha-ching, RJ. I liked RJ. He at least laughed at it. But don't go bragging about you spending $25 with your eight friends to party in somebody's success yard.
I was worried because my credit card was the one that's on file if something goes wrong.
Right. You get dinged. I'm not breaking one. You know how much that patio furniture costs? You know how much patio furniture is in general? I got a bunch of loser college kids in my backyard. They're like, hey, man, it's like $10,000 worth of patio furniture back here.
Check your yard out before you go
right.
in the swim pool.
You got to start locking everything down because you let the ghouls in. I don't think all the people that use it are bad people.
Of course not.
But I have to assume they are, or I'm not a sane human being.
You can't be surprised if something happens.
All strangers in my yard are up to no good until they prove me wrong. That's my theory.
Oh, imagine your place packed. Have to have valet.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? My backyard?
No, just pulling just the parking situation.
No. No.
I can't swimply anyway. in my hood.
You could swimply. Why not?
HOA.
They wouldn't let you rent your pool? How would they know? Say you're having a party.
Well, you could get away with it.
You could swimply. Try it.
Just another party.
See, now I thought you'd be for this.
Well, when you first brought it up, I'm like, wow, that's a clever idea. But as far as
the execution
of
your
house. And then I was thinking, you know what? No one's really using our pool right now.
Yeah.
But then the parking
You actually
nightmare,
thought about it. And parking nightmare's your problem?
Maybe a minute.
But you went through all the way to parking and not just weirdos in your backyard?
I thought about everything. No. Again, it took a minute.
Somebody asked once if they could do a wedding in my yard. I'm like, no.
I've had plenty of friends that have done that in their places.
No.
Toledo loves when I say plenty.
No. Can I use your backyard for a wedding? Look, there's two things I hate. Weddings.
Our buddy
and people in my backyard.
Our buddy Brew had multiple weddings in his backyard.
Yeah, it's just a show-off
move. Friends.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like strangers in my backyard, and I don't like weddings. That's like the worst combination. And then what do? You got 8 o'clock at night and you want everybody out of your backyard and they're stroking, playing in the backyard. You got that thing blowing out as some drunks are wandering around breaking all your patio stuff. I was stroking. Oh, great. We got to deal with this now. Yep. So anyway, good luck. And I'm not saying you can't use it. I'm just saying I look down on you if you do. From high atop my unusable yard. Brett, again. Sooner fill his pool with cement than have you over,
yep.
Stranger.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I look at it. I get it's your backyard. Do with it, you know.
No, Brady. It's incorrect. You can say that all day, but then, you know what? Why not build a bomb back there? Because it's the same thing. Toledo just gave me stroking.
I be stroking.
All right, Rick, get the hell out of here. Everyone out.
I be stroking.
Come on, we run it till 10. I changed my mind. Get out.
Here's your $40, pal.
Yeah, here's your $40 back.
You said last song three songs ago.
You're on meth if you rent your pool for $40. Sorry. RJ, have fun. Not
another 50 for another hour.
Stroking out the pool.
Austin has a good idea. Austin says, you know what you should do is rent out your apartment pool and just leave the key at the door. That's actually a great idea. Who's going to know? You give them the key to the access to the apartment pool and you rent out the apartment pool. That's phenomenal. You get a little extra cake on that deal. That's smarter. It's 8:47. So, RJ, no, not my house. And to everybody else that wants in my backyard, that invite only. I think that goes
Absolutely.
With all of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention, don't park in front of Brett's house. Evidently,
that pisses me off.
It's a class one misdemeanor. A big deal. It's 8:47. It's 98 KUPD. Use your own yard.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.